All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into this pretty wild medical mystery.
Yeah.
This case is called Eubara v. Spengard, and it had a really, really big impact on the legal world and especially for medical malpractice.
Yeah, this one's classic.
So to set the stage,
Okay.
we have Joseph Eubara.
Right.
He goes in for a super routine appendectomy, right?
Right.
Like everyone's had their appendix out or knows someone.
Yeah,
So
totally.
he goes in thinking this is going to be nothing. Wakes up and bam,
Oh.
his arm is paralyzed.
Yeah, and the thing is with this case is that what's so fascinating about it is that the injury wasn't even at the surgery site.
Oh,
It
why
wasn't
would?
anything to do with his appendix.
So they did the appendectomy,
Yeah,
right?
they got the appendix out.
But something else happened.
Yeah, his arm was completely paralyzed afterward.
Gosh, so like how? It's like waking up from a nap with a broken leg.
Right,
And
exactly.
be like, what in the world?
You would have no idea what happened.
This was back in 1944. So proving medical negligence back then, I can't even
Oh, it
imagine.
was so much harder then. It's still difficult now,
Right.
but especially back then,
I can't imagine.
especially when you're unconscious during the
Oh
procedure.
my gosh.
Like, how can you prove what happened when you were out cold?
Right.
And the burden of proof rested entirely on the patient.
Wow.
So they had to prove exactly who did what
Oh my
and
God.
how.
That seems impossible.
It was very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult. And so,
So how did he even have a case?
well, this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
His lawyer brought in this legal concept called res ipsa loquitur.
Res ipsa
Yeah,
loquitur.
it's Latin.
Okay.
Basically means the thing speaks for itself.
Okay.
You can think of it like you're walking down the street and suddenly a piano falls out of a window
Oh God.
and lands right in front of you.
Yeah.
You don't need to see who pushed it to know that someone messed up.
Right, someone was negligent.
Exactly.
Okay, I get the piano thing. But how does that apply to surgery
Right.
with a whole team of
Yeah.
doctors and nurses involved?
Right. It's not like you can just point at one piano pusher.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's the groundbreaking aspect of this case.
Okay.
The California Supreme Court actually decided to apply res ipsa loquitur to Yabara's situation.
Wow.
They basically said, look, this type of injury just doesn't happen without negligence.
Right.
And Yabara was unconscious,
Yeah.
so it's not fair to expect him to prove exactly who messed up.
Oh, wow. So the court was acknowledging how vulnerable patients are
Yeah.
in those situations where you're literally putting your life in their hands.
Exactly.
Wow.
And this decision actually had massive
I
implications.
bet.
It essentially shifted the burden of proof.
Okay.
Instead of Ybarra having to prove which defendant was negligent, it was up to the doctors and nurses to prove they weren't.
Oh, wow.
It was huge.
So that completely changes things.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was really a huge turning point.
Yeah, so like basically the court was saying, hey, medical professionals,
Yeah.
you're the ones in control here.
Right.
If something goes wrong, you need to be accountable.
Exactly.
But I bet that was pretty controversial, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially back then.
Yeah, a lot of people pushed back, especially in the medical community.
Right.
They felt like this was really unfair and that it would lead to all these frivolous lawsuits.
Yeah, I can see that side too.
Yeah, and that doctors would be hesitant to perform procedures.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But the court actually addressed those concerns.
Okay, so let's get into that.
Yeah.
What was their reasoning behind applying this res ipsa loquitur?
So they had a few really key arguments.
Okay.
First, they said Yabar's injury,
Yeah.
the paralysis in his arm
Right.
after an appendectomy, that just shouldn't happen.
Right.
It just wouldn't happen without some kind of negligence.
Yeah, it's like taking your car in for an oil change and
Right.
coming back to find a dent in your door.
Exactly. Something clearly went wrong.
Right.
Second, they emphasized how Ybarra was unconscious during the whole thing. He was totally dependent on the medical team,
Right.
couldn't advocate for
Or
himself.
even know what was going on.
Exactly. He had no idea.
So they were basically saying, like, it's not enough to just be like, oops, something happened.
Right.
You have to show that you took every precaution
Exactly.
and that his safety was the top priority.
Yeah, and then there's the issue of all the different people involved.
Right, because there was the
Look,
surgeon,
there were multiple doctors and nurses.
a whole team.
Right. And so the defense was saying,
Oh.
well, how do we know who did it
Right.
if we can't pinpoint the one person who caused the injury?
Right.
How can anyone be held responsible?
That's a good point.
And that's where the court actually got really innovative with how they interpreted res ipsa loquitur.
Okay.
They said it's not about finding the one bad apple. It's about recognizing that the entire medical team was responsible for his well-being.
Oh, wow.
So even if they couldn't say exactly who was negligent, the whole team was accountable.
Wow, that's a huge leap.
And to support that, they even drew parallels to other areas of the law.
Oh, really?
Like car accidents.
Oh, okay.
And even exploding bottles.
Exploding bottles?
Yeah.
What did those have to do with medical malpractice?
Well, in those cases, courts were moving away from needing to prove exactly who was controlling the thing that caused the harm.
Okay.
So, like, if a bottle explodes after it's delivered to a store,
yeah,
the manufacturer can still be held liable.
Oh, wow.
Even though they weren't the ones physically holding the bottle.
So, like, shared responsibility.
Exactly.
Even outside of medical cases.
Yeah. And so in Ybarra's case, the court said that just like a manufacturer needs to make sure their product is safe.
Right.
Medical professionals need to make sure their patient is safe.
Even when they're unconscious.
Exactly.
Okay. So the court is basically saying that when it's hard to tell exactly who messed up.
Yeah.
The whole team needs to make sure things go right.
Exactly. It was a big shift in thinking.
And that had to have had some big consequences.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just for this one guy.
Right. It went way beyond just Ybarra.
It had to change the way hospitals do things.
Yeah. This case completely changed how hospitals and doctors operate.
It's kind of like, wow, they really can't just like sweep things under the rug anymore.
Exactly. And it totally changed things.
Yeah.
Like after this decision,
yeah,
we saw all these stricter safety protocols pop up in hospitals all over.
Like what kind of things?
Like checklists in the operating room.
Also like what pilots use before they take off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To make sure everything's been checked and double checked.
Because that's because like one tiny mistake during surgery.
Right. Could be devastating.
And you also mentioned informed consent earlier.
Oh yeah. That's another big thing that came from this case.
Okay.
It highlighted how important it is for patients to fully get all the risks,
mm-hmm,
even the rare ones.
Like they really got to know what they're getting into.
Exactly. No more just skimming over the fine print.
Right. It's about patients having all the info,
yeah,
so they can decide for themselves.
Exactly. It's about giving them the power to choose.
That's huge. And did this case affect how surgical teams work together?
Totally.
Okay.
Before this case, it was like the surgeon was the king.
Yeah.
Everyone just followed their lead.
Right.
But this case made it clear that the whole team is responsible. The nurses, the anesthesiologists, everyone.
Like every instrument in an orchestra is important.
Exactly.
To make the music.
Yeah. And so Ybarra's case made the operating room more collaborative.
Okay.
Less about one person calling all the shots.
So everyone feels comfortable speaking up.
Exactly. If they see something that seems wrong.
Wow. So this one case really changed the whole medical landscape.
Totally. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It makes you think about how much trust we put in doctors and nurses.
Absolutely.
And how that's changed over time.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that was a fascinating deep dive.
It's a really important case.
We learned about Ybarra v. Spengard and how it changed things for patients who were injured during surgery.
Yeah.
It shifted who has to prove negligence.
Right.
And it forced hospitals to make things safer.
Exactly. It's about accountability.
And we even talked about exploding bottles.
We did.
So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you learned something new.
Yeah, and that you'll keep thinking about,
yeah,
the issues we talked about today.
This case really makes you think about the choices we make about our healthcare.
Absolutely.
And how important it is to be informed.
Couldn't agree more.
So until next time, stay curious.
And stay safe.